You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Thanks to Dan Shearer for always an enlightening half hour of music. He is the best journalist slash editor in Tucson, and I vote that we give control of all the newspapers to Dan Shearer, and Tucson would be a much better place. But sad to say, that's not going to happen. He's got a lot of work to do over there. Before we get to Alan Harwell, first and foremost, I want to say good morning to friend of the show, Barney Brenner. How are you doing, sir? Hold on. Stop. Good morning to Barney Brenner. Barney, how are you doing?
Oh, I have a microphone. I am doing, Chris, I got to tell you, exceedingly well.
This humidity is really magic for your hair. I mean, it's
it curls it up right now.
It's beautiful.
Takes the color right out.
Please remember that there's a heck of a anniversary party that we're doing with the Wakeys. It's a week from Saturday, July 31st, at the Marriott University Park Hotel. You have to RSVP for it. You just can't give me the, hey, bro, I'm coming crap. I need to let Kathy and Jill know how many people are coming. It's a 6 o'clock start on a Saturday night. Free parking across the street to the Marriott. I know a lot of you are like, oh, I got to park someplace. It's a garage. It's free on a Saturday. You guys can afford it. It's free. And then we're going to have a great party, live music by Element 119. We've got a beautiful dance floor. The hotel has been totally renovated since the last time you've been there. We have a bunch of different food stations, cash bar, because we've seen your bar bills. And then if you want to stay overnight, it's a $95 room rate to stay at the fabulous Marriott University in a brand new hotel room. So just call up 792-4100 for your hotel room and say you want the Wake Up Tucson rate. And then you need to RSVP with me at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. So our good friend Donna Alou called the show when we were talking about Ward 3. And she said there's a young man who's running for city council as a write-in candidate on the Republican side. I said, well, let's get this young man on the thing. And it's Alan Harwell. Alan, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
We're living the dream here, Alan. That's what we're doing.
No, that's right.
So how long you been in Tucson?
I've been in Tucson all my life. I lived in Nashville when I was 15 and 16. So I've seen the culture there. I was never called an NGR there. I've been called an NGR more by more Mexicans and Hispanics in Tucson by any white person in my life.
Before you're running for office, what do you do for a living?
I'm on SSI.
Okay.
Brain surgery.
Okay. And what made you decide you wanted to run for office?
I looked it up because I saw that they weren't advertising it to the city as much as they should have.
And who's so, they?
The city of Tucson.
Right.
And so when I looked it up, I saw nobody else running as a Republican or any conservative in Ward 3. So I said, I'll jump in, see what happens, see if I can get in. And I'm here.
How long have you been a Republican?
Obama. Since
what about Barack Obama that made you convert into a Republican? Were you a Democrat before or no part?
By family.
Gotcha.
But I was always conservative.
Okay. So what about Barack Obama scared you into Republicanism?
Everything.
Like?
Everything. This transformation that we're going through now, the yes we can, instead of good thing that it was yes we can as a question mark instead of yes we will. As a being a demand, because yes, we will stop DC from screwing Tucson over and letting Tucson burn. Yes, we will stop Tucson from being like Portland and Chicago.
What about
the rest of these burning cities?
What are the things about Tucson that that inspired you to run for office?
The freedoms we've had here all these years and the freedoms we're losing,
such as
every one of them that's about to be gone.
You got to give me some specifics. You just can't say every one of them.
I know, specifically our gun rights. My friends, they're beginning to see that their gun rights are going to get stomped on. Our city council aren't out to protect our gun rights like they should. They can do something. I've seen other city councils implement laws that they've had that they can protect their citizens. Our schools, they shouldn't. There's no checks and balances in City Hall, for one. We need checks and balances there.
In which way do we need checks and balances?
Someone to say no instead of yes.
What are some of the things you see in the current local city government in relation to running a city that you think they could do better?
Our roads, our fiscal responsibility mainly. Where's all the money gone to that's been taxed? That needs to be investigated to the fullest.
So Ward 3, we lovingly call Pliskin Acres because of the amounts of violence and misery going on. What part of Ward 3 do you live in?
I'm off of Glen and Dodge area.
All right, so you're right in the heart of this. Tell me about the decline of the neighborhood and the crime that's going on in Ward 3 right now.
See, when we first moved there, it wasn't that bad. We moved there because it looked nice.
What year was that?
2013, 2014.
Okay.
It's gotten worse. The homelessness has gotten worse. It's a broken window that has never been fixed in Tucson, and it's just going to break, and more windows are going to break with it. If we don't fix one window, all windows will be broken eventually. You can't let people tag up one spot without fixing it, because they're going to go and tag every other spot too. One tag begets another tag.
So what do you see as the cause of the people who are perpetrating a lot of the violence in there? What's happening? Is it gang? Is it, I assume drugs have to do a lot to do with this.
It's multiple facets to it. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. So what are those facets?
You got homelessness. You do got your gangs, your drugs. With gangs, the problem with that is you got an influx of two gangs, three gangs from south of the border that are in here, that are new to Tucson, that are going to fight to claim territory. That's happening right now as we speak.
The gang thing seems like I'm looking at some of these murders and shootings that have happened. They seem to be very young guys.
Yes.
You know, we're not talking in their 20s. We're talking younger. Like 16 to 18. Is that what we're talking? Are we talking about young people looking for a place to land, and the gang is the place that they're getting sucked into?
Yeah. A lot of people, when they join a gang, depending on what gang it is, you can get jumped in, and there's one specific gang that you got to go kill somebody.
To be initiated.
Yes. If not, shoot them. And that's part of their initiation process.
So you went out with your team, and you guys are spreading the word about your write-in candidacy in Ward 3.
Yes.
Right? And write-in votes do you need to get on the ballot?
135.
Okay.
But we want to get more than that so that they don't get thrown out.
Gotcha. Tell me about what are the people, as you're knocking on doors, talking to people, and, you know, what are they telling you about living in Ward 3?
Basically the same concerns I have. The homelessness, that just push it that way. Let's ignore it. We don't care. The city needs to stop saying that we don't care crap. Because if you don't fix something, there's ways to help fix it. You got to tackle it. The homelessness, you got mentally ill. You got your drug addicts. Not all of them are there for the same reason. Drug addicts turns you into a mentally ill person eventually. But if you're just mentally ill or injured and you're on the streets, you need more help than you're getting right now. And nobody has an advocate on the street, especially the mentally ill. That's one issue that needs to be dealt with, is this advocacy group for them, because they won't get the help they need by themselves.
What about police staffing in the city of Tucson?
I want at least 5,000 on our force. That way they can take care of Tucson. I know that's a high number. He's laughing or something when I see that face. But yeah, it's a high number. But I want a real police force in Tucson.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie about it. I've been arrested. I've been homeless. I've been down those roads. But I pulled myself up. I've been on meth. I'm not lying about none of that. In South Palo Verde, if you can get someone to go in there and talk to the gang member there, and you mentioned Be Too Sick, that's me. That's who I was. And I blocked a bat from getting a girl's head, and then I got hit in the head with the bat. But I'm done with all that. I've been done with it for years.
People listening right now who, you know, either they're... Yeah. Well, when a lot of Republicans are going to get a ballot and not know what to do with it because there's no R's on it. Okay, so what do they have to do specifically? What's the instruction for Republicans that live in Ward 3?
If you live in Ward 3, I need you to write Alan Harwell Jr., period, and fill in the circle as well. Alan, A-L-A-N-H-A-R-W-E-L-L, Jr., period.
Awesome.
And I need you to fill in that circle.
Do you have a website that people can go to?
We do, but when I've searched it, my niece has searched it from Washington. She can't find it. I don't know what's going on with it right there.
What's the address?
It's Alan Harwell for City Tucson, citycouncil.com.
Okay. All right. Well, again, so remember, this is very important when you write it down. Alan, and then A-L-A-N, and then Harwell, H-A-R-W-E-L-L, Jr., with a period after it, to make sure that, because the city is, you know, they could throw some things out on some gray area.
They told our chair, the Pima County chairman, that A. Harwell was fine, but I wouldn't go with that.
Right.
I would not go with that. Awesome. Unless it's a Democrat doing it or something, then it's probably going to be okay. But me, no. They didn't even want to take my paperwork there.
I will tell you that, again, it's a tough road to hoe for a Republican, but all I can tell you is, you know, good luck. Thanks for stepping up.
And we'll do something.
We'll see how this plays out.
All right.
Sounds like you got a good team behind you.
I do.
So that's Alan Harwell Jr. Check it out. If you're living Ward 3 and you like what you heard today, fill in the bubble first and then write Alan Harwell Jr., period. All right. Well, it's good meeting you today.
It's nice meeting you too.
So good luck.
And thank you all for your support. God bless America.
All right. Amen, brother. All right, my friend. Let's go to break, and we'll talk to Barney Brenner. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Paula Tuliani running for governor of Arizona coming up at the top of the hour. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. All right, it's the only one I'm allowing today, so let's let it go a little longer for the lover boyers out there. Hold on.
You get Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley. Just saying. I didn't bring up that version of it for you.
That's all right. That's okay. I saw the email from the darkness. So 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. I got to shift my seat here so I can look at Barney a little bit. Barney, good morning, sir.
Am I on third base here?
First base.
Ooh.
Do you know how baseball works?
I do.
Okay. So I'm at home plate here. So you're first base.
I got it.
So you're our Leon Bull Durham today.
There's Matt in the outfield.
Put me in.
Once
coach.
Again,
I'm ready to
ready
play.
To play.
That was
Les Nessman watching the butterflies in the outfield.
I will tell you, one of my favorite Little League things ever was there was a kid. I was watching a game before our game came on when my son was young, and there was a kid in left field that you could tell he's the complainer, right? And the coach learned how to tune him out. Whatever in his life. And what's happening is the kid is literally being attacked by four bees in the left field, right? And he's yelling, coach, coach, coach. And the coach is not even looking at him because it's the boy who cried bee, right? And he's like, oh, shut up, Timmy. Just pay attention. And the kid's like, he's running around. And I'm like, I had to go in the Timmy's getting killed by bees out there. He's like, oh, my God. So it happens. So, welcome back to the show. It's a Ruben Gallego Hump Wednesday, and of course, it's L Day tomorrow. M tomorrow. So, lots of M's tomorrow. So, Barney, what's on your docket today? What do you got there? What do you got on your? You got scraps
Actually,
of paper?
I do. You know, there's always a few things I want to talk to.
Because usually I just surprise you with stuff, and I feel bad about it. Mildly. Not a lot, but mildly.
No, I love it.
So what do you got for me? What's on the top of your brain right now? The big brain.
Well, just to let you know, I'm doing a bunch of work, a few building projects, and I'm going to be working in the OV later this morning.
That's what you got for me is you're working in the OV? Look at that.
It's one of the things.
Very cool. What's going on in the world of politics and government on the top of your brain? Sorry.
All right. Well, on the national level.
We're trying to do compelling radio here. You doing a toilet project on your rental in Oral Valley is very fascinating. So
actually, I was working with a pick and shovel this morning. but and feeling pretty good. Well, politically, well, let's go with this Alan Harwell Jr. we just had in there.
Yes, sir.
You know, he had a nice radio debut. He is honest. He's been through life. He is the kind of guy that our founders wanted to see get involved. You know, he's seen the real world, unlike a lot of politicians that come up through, you know, Raul Grijalva comes to mind. Activist, troublemaker, really. Activist means rabble-rouser to a great degree. And this is a guy who really gets it. I mean, the conservative message is...
I don't know if activist right really one. Means rabble-rouser anymore. I feel like when I hear rabble, I think of activist, I think of Raul Grijalva, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, right? They say they're an activist for something, but what I feel like their dynamic is they're telling whoever they think they represent, right? For their own benefit, right?
Yes.
That they're the only ones that can save them. They don't do anything to actually make their lives better, keep blaming it on everyone else, and then either they keep progressing politically or financially.
Yeah. Well, so, if activist doesn't fit the bill for rabble rouser, let's use another term that's coming to be recognized.
Yeah, activist is kind of a dirty word right now, I think.
Right, how about
like community organizer?
You just took it out of my mouth. Dang it. But a community organizer. They're the ones that are the rabble rousers. They get people agitated, you know, we got to make changes. There's a great line from Mark Stein, or when he was.
I like Mark Stein.
Just a jewel when he was hosting Rush Limbaugh a couple years ago.
I know maybe he doesn't want to do a 5-day-a-week radio show,
yeah,
but I wish Mark Stein was the guy who took over after Rush passed away.
Him or Dinesh D'Souza.
Right.
I feel would be two of the top guys. But he came out with a line a few years ago. He said, Barack Obama's a community organizer? What are we supposed to look at the south side of Chicago, say, they're so organized there? You mean he did that?
Yeah, it's a place that's falling apart so bad there's neither organization or community. So,
good line.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue on with Barney. We got a bunch of stuff I want to cover with Barney today. So Paula Tulliani at the top of the hour. Wake up, Tucson. All right, you're on an L kind of Wednesday. Little River Band, Lonesome Loser. Lots of L's there. Matt, I did email you one YouTube I want you to play for my L song. I get one. I love that we're letting the Wakeys control the playlist, but I do want one a day at least. So I've earned that after 12 years, for God's sake. We're hanging out with Barney Brenner. You can check out Barney's TikTok page at Barney Party Boy. And it's pretty good.
I barely have a Facebook presence.
Noah had a better description of Raul Grijalva, taxpayer funded race hustler. Hold on, what did the sound machine say? Oh, I'm sorry. Barney.
Yes.
Brenner. Let's talk about, I want to take this discussion we had about with our Alan Harwell, right? Young guy. I have some people talking about how, you know, how raw he is. And you can't get more raw than this young man. But my thing is, anyone who's going to step up and try to do this in a serious manner with the right intentions, you know.
And he's talking about the right issues here. He brings up broken window theory, which is huge. And he's absolutely nailed it. In central Tucson, you've got a deteriorating situation, and it started with a broken window, essentially or metaphorically.
So there's a few people that I deal with on a regular basis who are flowing wells people, right? You're one of them, right? Because in the end, that's where you built your business, was out of that Flowing Wells neighborhood, right?
Yes.
How many years did you operate in the Flowing Wells neighborhood?
Well, I started from mid-70s to mid-80s. I was over on the Amphi side.
Right.
East of Stone, but then in 86 went over, built a warehouse store in the Flowing Wells School District there for about 20 years until I managed to sell the business.
So after talking to, you know, knowing and talking to you, and then guys like Kent at the Sausage Shop, who's been there for 30 plus years, my buddy Pete at Desert Auto, and a couple other different business owners in there, when you look at the decay over the years, right? Because I'm sure when you first started, Flowing Wells was a pretty nice place to live. That's why you did your stuff there, I assume.
Well, I found a piece of property, bought it, built a building on it. You know, it actually wasn't even a thought that, you know, this is a better part of town, this is a worse part of town. I built a house out on the west side, so this was a great location for me with regard to that.
Right.
But it never crossed your mind. You lived in a decent community.
Right.
You didn't have dwindling police numbers. You didn't have graffiti and gang problems. And we've been on a downward spiral here. And dang, if we don't turn it around, you know, you're going to tell somebody to last want to leave Tucson, turn out the lights. And we don't want that. We love this community. And we remember how it used to be.
That's so one of my friends in the sheriff's deputy world told me yesterday that we were talking about that horrific shooting, what went down at Ina and Old Father yesterday. And what happens in Tucson is going to press on the outskirts of town, right? If you think it's just going to stay in a magic bubble, right, within, you know, somewhere between, you know, Fort Lowell and Golf Links and Kolb and the interstate, you're fooling yourself, right?
Yeah, if they get away with it, it will spill over.
Yep.
You got to contain it where it is and knock it out.
It's the first time I've ever heard one of the police, the sheriff's deputies talk about how if the Board of Supes doesn't take it seriously about really concentrating on overstaffing in the deputies over the next couple of years, this problem is going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot more confident if Napier was still at the helm of the sheriff's department, but...
Well, we can't live in the past, my friend.
No.
I think the other part of this, Barney, is that we move into the future here, then you have Laura Conover as your county attorney. So losing Napier, right, having a 4-1 Democrat majority on the board, right, yep, and adding Laura Conover in a county that has this thing called the City of Tucson in the middle, that is not a formula for success.
It's not.
So let's talk about candidates. You and I have worked with candidates over the year. You've done some, of course, classes for candidates. What do you see in the we know that there's people stepping up locally for stuff. What are you seeing out there? Are you seeing more than you usually see at this point in time? You know, we're still, you know, I'm not talking about city council, but I'm talking about for 2022. What are you seeing in the Republican Party in relation to the 22 elections overall?
Well, I'm encouraged by Shelley Keis being in the chair she is. She's a very capable gal to be heading up the Pima County Republican Party. She's, you know, there's a, you know, the saying, no good deed goes unpunished. And, you know, she gets banged on, in my estimation, unjustifiably. But they are cranking it with bringing up PCs. You know, you're going to be doing an announcement in the next 10 days or so that we've got a good group of candidates who have stepped up. And God bless Bob Branch, who has forked over a boatload of his own money to try to keep this state, the ship of state of the state of Arizona, sailing in the right direction, basically. Yep.
Well, what's really funny is we get banged on by the Patriot Party folks, right? And we're kind of sitting there going, what are you banging on Bob for, right?
Yeah, and what are you banging on Shelley for? And what are you banging on Chris King for?
Right.
And it's even spilled over to Bobby Joe King, who has worked her tail off pretty selflessly. She gets a stipend for working in the office.
Right.
And these are the people that are making it happen. You know, you and I were talking on the phone the other day about, you know, somebody calling David Schweikert a rhino.
It was McCarthy.
All right. It was McCarthy. And my line was, hey, when everybody's a rhino to you, except you and your immediate circle, I think you're missing the problem.
Well, again, so what's funny is we've come under fire that he's complaining, him and his radio buddy, who's they just lost their minds over there, that we're not that only Bob and I are vetting people. Yeah, and
yeah, somebody's so at least somebody's so vetting some. Two is a hell of a lot better than zero. And you're making the effort. You know what? It's a lot easier to detract than to get out and get, you know.
Watch your phone, Maddie's.
We had something cross my mind the other day, and I saw Teddy Roosevelt's famous speech, "The Man in the Arena."
Right.
It's a whole lot easier to snipe from the outside, but you got a problem. You get in the arena, you recruit candidates, you back candidates, you be a candidate. If you're not going to do that, stop your griping.
Well, my thing is, right, is if somehow this thing that Bob and I are doing with this Power of Fives was using general donated GOP money, right, or taxpayer money, money that's not Bob's, basically, right? We could have that discussion, right? But we're not using any of that. And this is a free country from what I've heard.
Hopefully for a while longer.
Okay. So it's the idea that I guess McCarthy and his radio buddy want to be part of, they want to help us vet candidates. I don't know what you're so butthurt about, right? And what's funny is the other guy is pounding on Bob, and Bob has offered to come on his show to answer questions, and they won't let him on the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Understood.
You know, which sounds like some Democrat bullcrap that they don't want to hear from the other side of a discussion.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
I volunteered to be on the show at one point when the whole thing with Chris King getting an interview on that show, I facilitated that. We were in a conservative forum breakfast with Chris presenting.
Right.
And I said, you know, you ought to talk about this on, you know, it was right after the Vail School Board.
The killing of Chris King by the Patriot Party people has been so off kilter.
Absolutely, totally undeserved and totally misrepresented.
So I like to tell these good people, and again, look, emotion rules all over there, sad to say. Everything's emotion, okay? Emotion's the first thing out of the gate. So I've said to these people that have tried to crucify Chris King, I said, look, let's use your knowledge of local races. In 2020, how many Republicans won elected races in Pima County, right? So my answer is three, right?
Beth Ford.
Stephen Christie.
Steve Christie.
Chris King.
Chris King on a school board.
Right. So we got that going for us. So when you have a guy who's very available, right, and he's been with doing Purple for Parents and all of these different things, and you have a problem with the Vail mask thing, I like to ask you, how many times did you meet Chris before that meeting? Right, that Chris had no responsibility in canceling the meeting. When did you call him and say, hey, can we work? How do we work together? Right.
And Chris is an anti-masker.
I know.
And that's the king. They portray the key. They portray him as wanting to mask up the kids. And that's absolutely not true. And then with the whole fiasco of how the board meeting was canceled, the radio buddy is portraying Chris as having fled the meeting. Now, I got some insight for you.
Well, actually, after the board chair and the superintendent canceled the meeting,
right,
Chris stayed in the room.
Well, the deal is, here's the deal. Chris happens to be a pretty sharp guy. He's got, I forget what his degree is, but he is, he does have at least a bachelor's degree. Another thing about Chris, he worked in Iraq and or Afghanistan dismantling improvised explosive devices.
Yep.
Don't tell me he fled anything.
Right.
But here's the deal. He knows his laws. He knows the open meeting laws. When you have a meeting that's canceled, you are no longer under the official auspices of an official meeting. And you are not allowed to meet without noticing a meeting, and you violate open meeting laws if you're in the same room.
Well, if there's a majority of you in the same room.
Yes. So if they had three there, so he made sure he didn't have three in the same room.
So think about this. If they called Chris before that meeting, right? And they would have found out that he actually had the family of a child who committed suicide during lockdowns.
And quite a few other families he brought into that meeting.
And he would have said, instead of you, what happened was by whatever happened in the hallway, I don't think it's the people who are protesting fault. There's gray area with an employee. Okay, we don't know if it's a soccer flop or not, okay? But what happened was that caused the meeting to get closed down.
Yes.
But if they actually reached out to Chris beforehand, they said, man, Chris, how do we work with you as a fellow Republican who's part of Purple for Parents, right? And the Purple for Parents were part of the people crucifying him, right? We thought he was one of our own, right? He would say, you know, this is good timing.
Just a couple of them.
I have this family or families coming that have been affected by lockdowns and masks. So this is really a good but that didn't get to happen because they never asked them that question.
Yep, and the meeting got canceled.
It was everyone filming themselves on their cell phone to give themselves props that look what we did. Okay? I want more protests. I love it. I'm not against protests. But in the midst of that, the emotion of killing other Republicans...
counterproductive.
You know, all you're doing is making the Democrats happy. So let's do this. John, hold on. We want to take your call when we come back. Barney Brenner, Chris DeSimone, Paula Tuliani running for governor coming up at the top of the hour. She is a kind of a business success story, and she wants to run for state of Arizona governor. So we'll find out more. A little Lulu.
And Matt Neely cranking on the board.
Also did the man with the golden gun. Wake up, Tucson. I told Matt I can just listen to this for the segment, and then Barney and I don't even have to talk. It'd be
better. Make that happen.
Be better radio. It's, of course, Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Thanks a lot.
No, it's even better than me. Live from Celebration Day. Check it out. It's really good because Robert Plant's voice is always amazing, and the power, it's actually a better performance than the studio one, and that's why it should be celebrated on Celebration Day. Let's go to John, who's been waiting patiently on the phone. John, we appreciate it. You're on with Barney and Chris. What's up, sir?
Hey, good morning. I have a couple of questions. I've been a political junkie for a long time, but I'm considering entering the fray here.
Look at you.
Pardon me?
I said, look at you.
Yeah.
That's
so I started
nice.
Off calling our local GOP office, and... the young lady that answered the phone really couldn't answer several questions. So the first thing I was asking was, is Danny Sharp, who's running for mayor in Oro Valley, is he a Republican or a Democrat? No one could give me an answer. I called the mayor's office, the lady that answered the phone. She said, quote, we've never discussed that, unquote. I then asked her, well, how many Democrats and Republicans are on your city council? And she said, I wouldn't know. Okay, that really rang a bell.
Well, so hold on. You were talking to a member of the mayor of Oro Valley's staff about this?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nonpartisan race, and they don't think that deep. So, Barney, if he's going to find out the Danny Sharp's political affiliation registered-wise, what does he do?
Well, the voter registration database is given to both parties, and it's not hard to look up, although it's pretty typical that a lot of people that run in nonpartisan offices register as independents. I'm not sure where Danny's registered.
I think there's an 80% chance you're going to find out he's an independent.
Yeah, but he's got a great history with, you know, chief of police and OV. And
John, are you thinking about running against Danny? Is that it?
No, I'm a Tucson citizen here. But so locally, I was asking a couple of questions, and I don't even know what's up for grabs in this year's election.
All right, well, this year, let me address that. First, you know, I thought you were going somewhere else when you were calling in the party, and it's very common for people who are looking to run for office to call party headquarters and say, hey, look, here I am, throw money at me, support me. And that's just not the way it works. But what's going on this year is we have Tucson City Council races. It's off-year election, And so we've got a number of, a handful of candidates. But the big deal is next year, 2022, is when a few state offices and all of the Arizona state senators and representatives will be up for election again. They do it every 2 years. So that is a race that you may look to get into. But you got to do your research. You got to put a team together. You have to have a base, get volunteers for campaigns. You need a treasurer. The party does not do this. The party's main functions are to
Shelley. So what I would do, John, because we're running out of time
but
on this segment.
But not with expectations.
So yeah, what I would do is call up the party again, set up an appointment to meet with Shelley Keis. She's amazingly sharp and amazingly organized. And that's what I would do. Start off there. Barney's got lots of time. He's got a lot of knowledge. He'll help you out.
What is Shelley's last name?
Keis, K-A-I-S.
K-A-I-S. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Start there. She'll blow you away. She's great.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, John. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
And thanks for thinking of stepping up. All right. When we come back, Paula Tuliani. She's running for governor. She is coming up next on Wake Up Tucson.